Yatim. Frank's appeal argued before Supreme Court. The Atlanta Journal, Monday, 20th of July, 1914, page 1, column 4. Decision on bill of exceptions may not be made in several weeks. The Frank case had its second inning in the state Supreme Court Monday, when the court heard argument on the bill of exceptions brought by Leo M. Frank to the action of Judge Ben H. Hill in overruling his extraordinary motion for a new trial. Little new in the way of argument was presented by either the attorneys for the state or defense. The defense sought to show evidence which came into its possession after Frank's trial was of such a character as to entitle him to a new trial. The state contended this evidence did not warrant an overturning of the verdict of the jury at the first trial. The evidence adduced at the hearing before Judge Hill was reviewed by the attorneys. Frank was represented by attorneys Luther Z. Rosser and Reuben R. Arnold, and the state by Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey and Attorney General Warren Grice. The argument lasted 4 hours, 2 hours to a side. It will probably be several weeks before the Supreme Court renders its decision. Jim Conley begins serving sentence making Rhodes. Jim Conley, convicted as accessory to the murder of Mary Fagan in the National Pencil Factory in April 1913, began the service of his sentence of 1 year Monday in the Waluka Road Camp of Fulton County. Conley was employed as a sweeper in the factory when he was arrested. Deputy Sheriff Drew Little took the Negro from the county jail, where he had been since very shortly after his arrest, but to begin his work on the roads. Conley wore a broad smile. He said he was mighty glad to get out in the open air once more. It was on his own insistence that appeals filed in his behalf were withdrawn, and he was allowed to begin his sentence.